Hey everybody, this is your crazy uncle. I want to talk to you folks about dating in the modern era. So, for most of you, you might want to grab yourself a beer. Because this is a talk over a beer, and I'm going to be straight with you. Modern dating is, well, completely different than it was when I was a kid. Reason being is because around 1997 was the birth of the internet, which meant the birth of the information age. It wasn't until about 2003, 2004 that actual high-speed internet became a thing. And then instantly internet porn became a thing, but we can go over that some other time. Now, when that happened, dating completely and utterly changed. The whole world was literally opened up to everybody. It wasn't just, oh, let me introduce you to my friend. Oh, my wife has a sister. Oh, my husband's cousin is going to be visiting. How about you guys talk? You know, that was pretty, I mean, it still happens. But that is so much a rarity nowadays because you got things like the Bumbles, the TikToks, the Tweakers, what's that other one with the swipe? Whatever, catchstd.com, I guess. You got all that shit, and it's totally jacked up modern dating. Now, there's also sociological reason that that's actually happened as well. And that is the information age has allowed a lot of people who used to be able to just be like, shut the fuck up, to be able to control the modern public square. And they just indoctrinate people with so much crap. Oh my God. These are the people that deny biology exists, deny that certain people need to do certain things in a relationship. And I'm just like, what are you doing? So, modern dating has completely changed. Now, we as men, we didn't want to change. We fought it. We have fought it since it started. We cannot fight it anymore. We have to change. We have to adjust our tactics. And ladies, if you're watching, I'm just being straight real with you right now. Men, do not, I'm going to say this again, do not take any woman out for a dinner date. Not to start off with. If your first date is more than just a cup of coffee or meet up for a drink and put the A next to that when you're sending a message, you done fucked up if you don't do that. Alright? And women out there like, well, I'm worth more than that. He doesn't know that. You have to prove that shit. Okay? Why would I... Now, I've made this mistake before. Alright? I have. I've taken a woman out, spent like $200 on dinner and possibly a movie. And then we went out and just... just going out doing different things. Hell, one wanted to go shopping. She literally dropped the stuff on and go, he's paying for it. Now, granted, it was only like $30 worth of stuff. But still, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And no, most of the time, women, and don't say you don't do this, because you do. A lot of times, women are only after a free meal. They're called foodie calls, just like guys used to try to do a booty call. No, that shit does not fly. Not anymore. Welcome to the information age where guys get a chance to talk. Women, you want guys to talk. Guess what? This is what happens when we talk. We realize we're not alone, and we don't have to deal with your bullshit. So guys, call them up, say, I'll meet you at, say, a Tim Hortons or a Star Schmucks or something. Show up 10 minutes early, at minimum, guys, 10 minutes early. I want you to order your drink and whatever brioche pastry sandwich, whatever the fuck you're going to get, and wait. When she comes in, she should be able to see you. You should already have a picture of each other. No blind date. Blind dates shouldn't happen anymore. With the degree of technology we have right now, blind dates don't fucking happen. If somebody says, oh, it's okay, she'll see you if you wear that. No, no. Hello, cell phone camera. Click. So don't, please don't blow smoke up a guy's ass. He's, seriously, guys, I would do this hand signal for cut sling load right now, but some idiot will probably think I'm praising the Socialist German Workers Party. Or, I say that straight, whatever. Regardless, show up 10 minutes early, get your drink. When she comes in, if you so choose to order her a drink, one drink, possibly a pastry or something, sit and talk. Your first date probably shouldn't last more than a half an hour. Now, if you say, let's meet up for a drink, let's meet up for a coffee, and she goes, well, I don't drink coffee, but this really expensive restaurant I've always wanted to try. No, just was nice talking to you. Goodbye. Hell, you don't even have to do that. Just, I mean, there's, what do they call it now? Ghosting? Where you just cut off all ties to them? And again, women, I guarantee, you've already thumbs down this video, I guarantee. But this is where it has gotten to. Because guys, we've wised up and we realize you're just trying to play us. We don't like being played. We're sacrificing our time when we could be improving on ourselves. And you want to sit there and just divert resources from us? For what? Now, I'm mainly talking first dates here. If it continues to a second date, then yeah, by all means, do the whole dinner thing. And if you're fortunate, that might lead to breakfast. Now, ladies, understand that guys are not going to take you out for these. If they're taking you out for the expensive meal, they might be expecting something at the end. Okay, and I know what you're going to say. Well, your wallet does not entitle you to my cooch. This is true. This is absolutely true. And guys, I want you to understand this. I don't care how much money you spend on them. You are not entitled, unless they're a professional, you are not entitled to any piece of a pink pocket at all. You're not even allowed to sniff. Hell, you can't even do the sniff test. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to go anywhere. Okay? You are not entitled to shit. But women, just because, oh, I was fun, and I have a cooch, I'm entitled to your wallet. Bullshit. You're not entitled to that either. You know how many times I've had women go, well, I've been fun, let's have a shot of tequila. I'm like, I gotta drive. Well, then just buy me a shot of tequila. I'm not getting you drunk. Well, why can't I drink? You got a wallet, go ahead and drink. I'm not stopping you. But I'm not gonna bang you. Do you have any idea how dangerous that is? And guys, look, you have to understand that if a woman has one drink, one alcoholic drink, it doesn't matter if it's easy like this or if it's shots of tequila. She can easily turn that back on you, especially if you're in college. And it's just absolutely insane. It's gotten to the point where most guys, if they have a drunken sex night, even if it's consensual, they run to the Title IX office because they know if they don't, you're going to do it. Oh, I don't want my friends to think I'm a slut. Well, then don't act like a fucking slut, dumbass. Look, I'm starting to get spun up here. All right, guys, understand that dating, you simply have to do the sequence. Everything has a sequence. You contact them, meet them for a drink, see if they're worth having a second date with, and then you progress from there. Ladies, understand also, if you agree to the date and you're late, he's not going to be there. Guys, if they're late and you do not even receive a text that says, I'm stuck in traffic or I'll be there in 5 minutes, running a little late, something, anything. Because you can send one of those while stopped at a red light. Don't tell me you can't. If they're late, just grab your shit, get up and leave. I've done this myself. Several times, actually. One in particular, I'm getting in my car. She parks her car behind me, goes, I'm here. I go, you're late. She goes, oh, that shouldn't matter. I go, why? And I was just like, oh, because you're a woman? Well, step on the gas, woman. Get out from behind my car because I'm leaving. Oh, my God. How could you say that? I'm just being real with you. So it's just that simple. Follow the sequence. Ask for the date. If they say no, don't be their friends. Don't get caught in the friend zone, which will be another video later. If they're late, leave. If they're on time, great. If it doesn't work out, you're out, what, $5 to $7? Woo! But it's better that you learn that on $5 to $7 than $300 on a fancy dinner. All right, I have to cut this now because if I don't, then, well, the service provider you're watching is going to give me all sorts of holy hell. So I might talk about this later if people want it, but for right now, just understand. First dates, this is how it is. This is how it is nowadays. You don't like it, that's not my fault. This is a reaction to everything that's going on. Good luck, everybody. You're gonna need it. This is your crazy uncle. I'm out.